said before, Corinth is kind of a melting pot. Ever heard that terminology, right? A melting pot of different cultures. So it's a whole bunch of different cultures thrown in this pot and mixed around. Plus, it's the first century. The first century AD. And during the first century, there's a lot of things that are changing. Now, Greek and Roman and Jewish religions, they've been around for a long time, but there's a new kid on the block, right? And his name is Christianity, right? And he's making waves. Old traditions and customs are dying away. They're no longer doing those things, but new ones are popping up everywhere. Now, what do I mean by traditions or customs? What are traditions and customs? Anyone?
Stuff that's passed down through generations that you just
like old belt buckles, right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, they're just like things that have been passed down through like generations and stuff.
Things we do, activities,
yeah,
right? Anybody have certain customs they have in their house? Maybe different than other people? No?
Pizza Friday.
Huh?
Pizza Friday.
That's a good tradition. That's a good custom, right? Now, there's kind of a blurred line between the two. I don't know if it's technical or not, but I tend to think of traditions as customs that have been around for a long time. Sometimes so long, we don't really know why we do things. We just remember that we do them. But customs can be things people do because it's common in their area or where they live or when they live. Now, some customs are about fashion. Now, back in the 80s, believe it or not, the fashion was big hair. Yep. And at the time, Michelle would be taller than TJ. Yeah. Her hair was so tall. A lot of hairspray. Now, bell bottoms, I know you think, oh, no, they're new now. No, they've been coming in and out of style since the 60s.
Like
the Is it making a comeback?
some
fashions shouldn't make a comeback, I think, but depending on the person.
Okay, not actual mullets, shag mullets are good.
What's the difference?
Mullets like go up higher, shag mullets are like lower and less like defined.
Yeah, I would agree.
So
sort of. Not so much. Not so much a mohawk mullet.
Not so much taken off the sides.
Right. Okay, I'll agree with that.
More like faded, not just like, yeah.
Yeah. Now, some customs have deep meanings, like going to church, being respectful. Cassie always sits here.
Yeah.
Jesse always sits there. Aiden always sits in the middle. And TJ and Steven are always in the back, right? Yo, customs. And then some have to do with manners, like covering up when you sneeze. You know, covering your nose. You know, back in my day, they taught us to do this. Now it's this, because you get snot all over your hands and you wipe it on your hands. Anyway, so washing your hands, which is polite, but it also helps cut down on germs. Opening doors for other people, right? One I never really understood is you shouldn't be eating at the dinner table with your elbows on the table.
Why is that?
I don't know. They consider it rude. It's just customs and being polite. I don't know. That's one I never understood, but it's not proper. Because you're supposed to sit up straight. Use the right utensil for the right thing. Now, and then there's one about that guys, if we're wearing a hat, especially at church, when you go in the building, it's customary to take the hat off. But girls, on the other hand, if they go to church, it's fine for them to wear a hat during the service.
Why? Do you know why?
I do know why. And we might get to that. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 through 3. It'll be up on the screen. Oh, there it is. Josie, do you feel like reading that? No? You don't feel like reading it? Oh, Jesse will read it. And then, you're not. Aiden will read it. All right, so I'm sorry if anybody's going to get their toes stepped on today. I don't mean to, and Paul doesn't mean to, and I pray that I do a good job explaining this chapter. So I'm asking you guys not to tune out, and those who have ears, let them hear. Now, when Paul says head of, what do you think he's meaning by the head of? What would that mean? Either physical head? No? Yeah? We got one yes, one no. Tiebreakers. Head of. What do you think Paul's talking about when he says head of?
Church.
Head of church? Yeah, but I want to break it down a little bit more specific. You know, what is that symbolizing, the head of? The head, so the leader, right? The leader. So head of every man is Christ, head of woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. So the person in charge, right? The one with authority. Now, Paul gives us an outline of chain of command. Now, nobody's over God. He's at the top, right? And then there's Jesus. And he has to follow what God says. And then there's man. He has to follow what God says and what Jesus says. Then there's women. All right? In the military, there's an order of command, right? There's a whole bunch of different people who are stationed, and there's order of command. And it's not saying that the foot soldier or the grunt really has any less important as a person than a general. Because if the general is barking out orders, if there's nobody to do those orders or follow those orders out, it won't get done. So, and essentially, they're both important. It's just one has authority over the other. In Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 8. TJ? Cassia, can you do that, please?
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
All right, so there's a lot there, but we boil it down. Jesus is God, right? Jesus is God. He is equal to God. However, he made a choice, right? He made a choice to come down in the likeness of man and humbled himself to submit to God, his Father. Now, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they make up what we call the Trinity, right? They're all equal, but they have different parts or different parts of the relationship with us, what they do, what they represent. And then you could see before this, you notice that there's a difference between men and women. And hopefully by now you probably noticed throughout school that there's a difference between men and women, right? No? Yes? Yeah. There's a difference. It says the head of every man is who? Christ. Now the head of a woman, it doesn't say that a head of woman, every man. So it's not like women have to listen to whatever every single man says, but it says man. So what it's talking about is her father before she is married, before she gets married, and then her husband. In Ephesians chapter 5, 22 and 23, and you guys screwed up my whole order, but Jesse? No? Okay. TJ? Sure. Okay, so the word submit, it could be a hard pill to swallow sometimes. It sounds bad. But I don't know why God chose man to be the leader. Because there are definitely times that a woman would probably do a better job. But he chose guys to be the leader of that church, of the family. So submitting is not doing everything blindly. It's not talking about that. That's not the word submit. It's coming alongside of and being a helper to the leader. In Ephesians 5:25, Stephen, can you read that? All right, so men, this puts a lot of pressure on us. You know, and again, it's not that the wife's supposed to do everything for us. I wish that was the case, but it's not. You know, we are to protect them and love them and take care of them just as Christ has done for us. It's not taking advantage of the situation. It's loving them because we want the best for our wives and for our daughters. In Ephesians 5:33, TJ? All right, so again, guys, we're supposed to love our wives. I know you're not married yet, but this is future, so you know later. Now, however, men are wired differently. Men are wired differently. The way that wives can show their husbands love is that they respect them. Typically, a woman wants to feel protected, are taken care of. That's what a woman likes to feel. Now, guys, we like to know that we can protect and that people around us feel like I could be protected by this person. So respect, that's what we want. We're just wired different, and that's what we want. So women will show love by respecting us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 4 through 6. Cassia?
Every man praying or prophesying?
Prophesizing. Prophesizing. So you asked where that came from. I believe, and I could be mistaken, but it comes from these passages. And that's why typically it's proper for a guy to take off his hat in church or in a building for that make, but wear a girl. You know, it's okay if they remain the hat remains on. Remember what the Corinthians' motto was? I mean, they had a few, but I'll remind you is that everything is lawful to me. That's what they loved to say. You know, the custom of the day was that a respectful man would take his hat off or his covering off when he prayed. That was the custom of the day. And a wife showed respect to her husband by wearing a veil or a covering in public. Like I said, that was the custom of the day. Today in the United States, it seems like guys wear more hats than girls. It seems that way. Neither is mine. Now, we could tell that Paul is not legalistic. What does that mean? What that means is so there are some that want to follow the rules so directly, you know, they have to, how do I explain this? But, so there are some churches that want you to have a coat and tie, require you or expect you to have a coat and tie to go to church. You know, those are more legalistic, meaning that they're more rigid, more
strict.
If you will, yeah, strict. Let's say we were talking about, you know, if it's okay to eat the meat offered up to false idols. There are some what, you know without a doubt they have the faith that it doesn't mean anything because that false idol is nothing, but there are some is like, no, we're not supposed to do that. Now, Paul actually calls the people what are more legalistic weak in faith. So Paul's not legalistic. So I feel like he's not talking about wearing a hat or not wearing a hat. He's not talking that about specifically that. The letter to the Corinthians where Paul is addressing things that they were doing wrong or they were asking questions. They actually wrote Paul and asked him questions. He's answering them of what to do. Now, God's authority should be respected. Yes?
Yes.
Right? Wearing a hat or not wearing a hat wasn't the point. The point is the outward showing of disrespect or the outward showing of respect. You know, the custom was, at that time, the custom, they could either show respect or if they went against it, they showed disrespect. So it wasn't about, oh, I have the right to do it. It's what was in your heart, what you portrayed to everybody around you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 7 through 10. Aiden, can you read that? All right. Who's ever read parts of Genesis, right? No, from the beginning. So God made Adam, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I wasn't sure. You guys make sure I'm right. And then did God just poof make Eve or? No. What happened? Right. So from Adam, God made Eve. Now, at the very beginning, God created things in order. He's a God of order, not of chaos. And he sees how we follow the rules, right? God knows and God watches us. But not only God, but angels watch over us. And those angels see our attitude, see if we're actually, you know, following or showing respect for authority or not, you know, the good and bad. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 11 and 12, any of the two join? Okay, I won't ask again. Just volunteer if you want to. TJ. Okay, sometimes it gets a little back and forth, right? So God, back in Genesis, God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. What does comparable mean?
Do we have Siri?
Siri? Or Josie? Should we? No.
Comparable.
Yeah, comparable. Anyone? Right. So if we're talking, God's gonna make a helper comparable to Adam. That helper is equal to, right? Is basically the same. It's comparable to. It's. Has the same value. It's the same thing. So, and henceforth, guys and girls are
equal,
right? They're equal. They are equal. 1 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15. Do you want to try to tackle that, Stephen, or no? Cassia?
Judge among yourselves, is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering.
All right, so back in verse 5 and 6, Paul is talking about it was shameful for a woman to have shaved heads. So now, again, back in the custom at that time, that was shown as shameful. You know, I found it interesting is that if you actually think about it, is typically men are the one where their hair starts to thin, and men are the one what start to go bald, typically. Right? more men are bald than women. Now Paul is saying long hair on men is dishonorable. Right? So how long is too long?
What?
How long is too long? I don't know either. It doesn't really say. And fashions have changed over the centuries, haven't they? A little bit, maybe a lot of it. But nature has stayed the same. Nature is a natural order of things. At the beginning, at the very beginning, you were either born a boy or you're born a girl. And I feel Paul is talking about that in the custom, men should look like men and girls should like girls. Now, girls have all kinds of fashion today and they could just pretty much wear whatever they want and they still look like girls. But if us guys dress up in a dress and makeup on, we're not going to. It's not like we're trying to look like a boy, right, with this custom. And I think that's what Paul is talking about, is that there's a natural order of things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 16. Stephen, do you want to try that one?
All right. But if anyone seems to be
contentious, right? So contentious. What does contentious mean? If anybody doesn't know. Does anybody know? Or does anybody not know?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Does anybody know what contentious means?
It sounds like pretentious.
Pretentious? Yeah. It's similar. It's where you want to argue, right? You want to be difficult. You want to be like a woman? Oh, no, never mind. I did not say that. I didn't finish my sentence. I didn't finish it. No, you want to be difficult. You want to argue back. Now, I get confused with this sentence because some translations will say no other custom. But in the New King James, it says, what does it say? We have no such custom. So I think there's two big differences there. You know, either he's saying that, oh, no, this is the custom, or he's saying, no, it's not really the custom of every church. And I think it's more that, is that it's not about the customs. It's not important about keeping your customs, you know, taking your hat off or not taking your hat off. Because customs, you know, they're going to change, or they may change. But hair coverings and hairstyles, 100% are going to change. In 10 years, they're going to change more. You know, they change every year. Right? So they're going to change. It's not important. It's not that focus on hats or no hats or long hair, short hair. It's not that. The important thing is on how you live and how it affects those around you. You know, just like considering others, if you're going to eat or not eat meat offered up to false idols, is that you're considering how it's going to affect other people. You know, it's about showing respect for headship. You know, showing that respect from your heart to your outward showing of it. And that's what the custom here is showing. It's not a specific command that girls have to wear hats. It's not about that. It's that you're just supposed to, and it's not about the customs, but the custom of the day, you're showing respect. So it's showing respect for the authority. In Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10, Aiden, can you read that? So, it's not about traditions of man, but it's about his truths that we are complete. Anyone want to close this in prayer? He is gone. Bring him back. I'm sure he does. But we can't hear him from over here. I'll close this in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Just thank you for today. Thank you that everything you give us, Lord. We're just happy to be here and learn from you. In Jesus' name, amen.